From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Libyan pro-government forces said they seized control Tuesday of another central district of Sirte. It comes as they try to flush out the last of the Islamic State group fighters in the city. Dozens of U.S. airstrikes this month have helped to weaken the IS hold on Sirte. Backed by tanks and mortar fire, forces loyal to Libya's government of national accord Tuesday retook an area of central Sirte known as District 2. Russia said Tuesday a group of its warplanes took off from an airbase in Iran for the first time to carry out airstrikes against militants in Syria. Russia's defense ministry says long-range bombers and frontline bombers were launched from the Hamadan airbase, which is located around 280 kilometers southwest of the Iranian capital, Tehran. U.S. military officials have assured China that they are under no threat from South Korea's decision to deploy a U.S. anti-missile defense system. The United States and South Korea have agreed to base the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System in Seoul. It is intended to destroy possible North Korean missiles. However, the decision has come under fire by state media in China, where there is high concern the system is intended to track Chinese missiles. A Turkish court ordered a pro-Kurdish newspaper to close Tuesday, accusing it of engaging in terrorist propaganda. The court accused the Özgür Gündem newspaper of being the media organ of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party. Earlier in the day, state media reported that police raided 44 companies in Istanbul in connection with last month's failed coup. This is VOA News. British authorities are seeking information about Iran's arrest of a British-Iranian national suspected of spying for Britain. Britain's Foreign Office has not confirmed whether the detainee is a British citizen, but issued a statement saying, "We're seeking information following the reported detention of a dual Iranian-British national in Iran." The Iranian prosecutor said the person is under arrest, is active in the economic field related to Iran. Zambia's president has been reelected in a closely contested vote that opposition claims were rigged. The election commission said incumbent Edward Lungu of the ruling Patriotic Front won more than 50% of the vote, defeating his main rival. The election commission chief said Lungu was duly elected after releasing the final results of Thursday's vote. More than 14 million people in Angola and the Democratic Republic of Congo are to be vaccinated against yellow fever to prevent the national and international spread of the disease. The World Health Organization is coordinating the emergency vaccination campaign, calling it one of the largest ever attempted in Africa. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Mass vaccination campaigns usually take between 3 to 6 months to plan, but the World Health Organization says this campaign must begin by the start of the rainy season in September because the spread of yellow fever could become unstoppable. Yellow fever is a potentially deadly flu-like disease spread by mosquitoes. WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich tells VOA the risk of international spread also is of concern.
There is increasing urbanization, increasing mobility. There are environmental changes that make that international spread of mosquito-borne diseases.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Swiss doctors have asked thousands of colleagues worldwide to provide data for the first global registry of women exposed to the Zika virus, according to the team's lead researcher Tuesday. Such a database is urgently needed to better understand the deadly virus and how it's transmitted. That's according to David Baud, a physician in the obstetrics research unit at the University Hospital in Lausanne. Zika can cause crippling birth defects and is suspected to trigger other neurological disorders. Prices in the U.S. economy rose a modest 0.8% over the past 12 months. Tuesday's report from the Labor Department shows the rate of inflation was a bit slower in July than the previous month as gasoline prices declined. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.